Enabling AI Innovation at Scale Needs an Innovation Value Chain by Professor Shanali Krishnaswamy, Director, Monash AI Institute and Associate Dean Innovation, Faculty of Information Technology. In October 2016, I followed Robert Frost's advice of the road not taken and left my familiar and comfortable universe of academic research to co-found an AI startup called Ada Technologies. I had spent years demonstrating the power of AI and machine learning to industries across banking, healthcare, insurance, and aerospace. We knew the problems. We were research experts. How hard could it be? It turned out to be much harder than I ever imagined. The journey from a cutting-edge algorithm to a solution that works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for real clients, required a level of engineering effort I hadn't anticipated. But we got there. Ada built a disruptive AI product for health insurance claims processing that today handles approximately 75% of Singapore's individual health insurance claims. In 2023, we were acquired by AIA, Asia's largest life and health insurer. The most important thing I learned, the challenge of taking AI research into the real world is not a science problem. It is an engineering problem. And it is a problem the entire industry is failing to solve at scale. Top-tier AI conferences like NeurIPS received over 30,000 paper submissions in 2025 alone. Universities are producing breakthrough algorithms and models at unprecedented speed. Yet fewer than 5% of university AI technologies ever reach commercial deployment. DeepMind's prediction of 2.2 million new materials has resulted in fewer than 800 synthesized. The pattern repeats across every domain. Brilliant research, limited deployment. The gap has several roots. AI research focuses on testing model performance using standard metrics, but a functioning system requires integration testing, security testing, performance testing, and user acceptance testing that academic research was never designed to deliver. Beyond that, production AI systems need continuous ML ops to auto-tune models on new data and user feedback. And academic institutions, however excellent, are not sales organizations with access to markets. The AI innovation is like a car engine, critical, but not the car. The framework that addresses this is what I call the innovation value chain. It connects three components that no single institution can provide alone. Academic research as the bedrock of breakthrough innovation, engineering and solution delivery capacity to build the car around the engine, and a go-to-market channel partner to take it beyond a single deployment into true scale. This isn't just a framework for universities. It has implications for every organization trying to deploy AI at scale. Academic institutions must extend their mission beyond knowledge creation to include knowledge deployment. Industry organizations must stop viewing universities as service providers and start positioning themselves as deployment engines. Government funding bodies need to reward translation alongside discovery, not just publications. And solution delivery partners, the organizations that master both technical understanding and enterprise integration, represent the critical middle layer that makes the whole chain work. The innovation value chain is not a complete solution. Intellectual property, incentive alignment, and resource allocation remain real challenges. But the fundamental insight holds. Translation at scale requires coordinated ecosystems, not isolated excellence. Fewer than 5% of AI research breakthroughs reach the real world. The institutions that close that gap first, connecting research brilliance with delivery capacity and market access, will define the next era of technological advancement. The question is not whether to act. It is how quickly to begin.